This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. This is so important. We're talking about 2023 healthcare plans. Think about where you're headed with that. Who better to have on the show than Medicare expert right at the top, Gary Culp, Chief Growth Officer for Medicare Advantage of Cigna. There is a lot of questions, Gary, and this is that time of year, so thanks for hanging with us.
Absolutely, and thanks for having me, Kate.
So what is the Medicare annual enrollment period? Because people keep asking me about the dates, and even though I know them, I think people try to confuse me. So let's nail this down. What are the dates?
Sounds great. Well, first of all, the Medicare annual enrollment period is the time of year where folks with Medicare can actually take a look at the plans that they're on today and determine if it's the right option for them for the upcoming year. The dates, which is a great question, the enrollment period actually started on October 15th. But it's really important and timely that we're having this conversation because it ends on December 7th, so it's coming up.
Yeah, so remember December 7th, that's it. So in what ways, and I said this at the top, that you were the Chief Growth Officer for Cigna Medicare Advantage, in what ways is Medicare Advantage different from the original Medicare coverage?
You know, Medicare Advantage actually offers all of what traditional Medicare offers and more. And so a lot of people, actually about 50% of the Medicare eligibles, have chosen to be on a Medicare Advantage plan because of the additional value add that comes with the benefits, things like transportation and fitness and programs for hearing, vision, and things that traditional Medicare don't offer.
Oh, that's big, the hearing, the vision, and even the fitness and transportation I know is big for a lot of people. What tips would you give the people listening eligible for Medicare as they start to shop for those plans? And they probably have been shopping around already. What would you tell them?
Well, you know, I would tell them first, take the time. You know, pause for a moment and determine what is it that is most important to me? What is it that I look for in terms of my benefits? What's working for me this year? What do I want next year? Things like, is my doctor in the network? Looking at if I need, you know, help getting to and from a doctor's appointment, does the plan cover transportation? If I like to stay kind of healthy and well, does it have a fitness program so I can continue to keep my fitness regime going and keeping me healthy and strong, or hearing benefits, vision, things like that? I would also say, look at the financials too. So, you know, what is the premium? You know, most of our plans for Cigna offer no additional premium. So imagine having additional benefits with no additional premium. Also look at what are the cost shares, things like copays. What's the cost to actually go to a doctor's visit, for example?
Yeah. Oh, that, all that is really, really good stuff. Gary, where can listeners go for more information?
There's a few places that have just great information. You can go to Medicare.gov, which actually provides a comparison against plans across, you know, the area that, you know, your listeners are live in. You can also go to CignaMedicare.com. And we also have agents that are on the phone that can actually help people navigate healthcare too. And that phone number is toll free at 855-984-1401.
All good stuff. Gary Culp, thank you so much.
Kate, thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Right. So, boy, some choices that you have to make for Medicare. That's why it was great to lead with that, because I know that there are people in general that are looking for plans, and December 7th is that date. It's funny how the enrollment period opens up, and then all of a sudden it's like, wait, is almost time yet? And I was talking to somebody today that I know, because I have friends all over the spectrum, whether they're in their 40s or 50s or 60s, there is a speaker I know, and she was getting into that Medicare age, and she said, oh, I thought it was going to be easy. I just picked, look at some of the plans. And she said, thank goodness I started looking at them, because I have no idea what I'm doing. It looks it's like a menu of, I have no idea what this means. And she says, and I'm smart. So I'm like looking at everything and I'm trying to make sense of it. So it's just a good reminder to get the best deal that you can, make it sure it makes sense for you. Like he said, the things that you need or you know you're going to need, that's what you're going to care about. All right, what else are we talking about besides Black Friday and, of course, Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving travel and all of that? I think people, some people are still really, but there's been so many other horrific things. That's the world we live in, right? There'll be some crazy thing that happens that's awful, that rips families apart, that we hear about. But the Idaho senseless, awful killings of those four students, the fact that now it's been over 9 days and nobody's been arrested, and there's lots of theories and there's tip lines that are filling up, but this long and nobody, and it really makes you wonder. And I would think if I'm one of the parents of those students, friends of those students, the university, it has to make people nervous and feel like a little bit on edge. Was this some sort of a stalker? That's one of the theories that's out there, because they seemed like they were familiar enough that maybe they had been in the place where they all lived. And then, just to refresh your memory, four University of Idaho students were brutally stabbed and in the middle of the night, and they had defensive wounds. They were trying to fight off the attacker who, you know, killed them with a knife. And they've looked at different aspects of this case, and one of the things that keeps coming up is they believe that it wouldn't be unbelievable if it were some sort of, you know, some sort of a stalker. So three of the girls in the house and one of the boyfriends, they were all killed. And a lot of people that go to a lot of the students at the University of Idaho were so shook up by that they went home and didn't want to come back. And, you know, they're looking at, like, the two of the girls went to a food truck. They were seen on video there before the deaths, and then they were taken home by one of those ride services. And then they were looking into they just looked into the driver who took the two home, and they don't think he's involved in the crime. So they're trying to just eliminate any possibilities. But, you know, even there was a 911 call that was made right before midnight from one of the roommates, and there was no signs of forced entry and none of that. So it's got to be really incredibly tough for the families, like I said, because they're all young, you know, in their 20s, early 20s, 20 and 21 years old. It has to be just awful to see how many days have gone by and nothing. I mean, nothing will bring them back, but arresting somebody, having some suspects, would have to ease the feelings of all the people connected to those that were killed. And you know what? A shout out to Rich Fierro, an Army vet that police are crediting with subduing the shooter, Anderson Lee Aldrich, at that Club Q shooting in Colorado Springs, because he did what he could to stop the shooting spree that left 5 people dead and 25 wounded, right? He went after them. And that's a good thing, because by doing that, there were definitely lives that were absolutely saved because of that. Meet you on the flip side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Some great interviews that I did in the last couple of weeks that I thought I was thankful for. Jim Meskimen, he plays Phil Donahue in this new Chippendales show that's on Hulu, and I've seen a couple of the episodes of Chippendales, which is a fascinating story. It's so much more than, oh, here's these male dancers, how did that happen, and then the bizarre things with the guy who actually started Chippendales, the things that happened to him and around him. And Meskimen plays, like I said, Phil Donahue, where he had the Chippendales on the show. And then Cindy Myers-Carlton, who I think is just this incredibly giving music teacher who has helped hundreds of students, but somebody will show talent in some area and they don't have the money for whatever the instrument is, and she finds a way to get it for them. And how about that, right? She does the extra. She goes beyond. And anyway, so those two, to me, thankful for having two very different conversations. You'll get to hear them in the next couple of segments. Odds and Ends, really, you got to look at this as a stunning end. How about King Salman declaring a public holiday in Saudi Arabia to mark the national team's 2-1 win over Lionel Messi's Argentina at the World Cup? Yeah, what an incredible win for them, first of all, and it just, people were stunned by that, right? The great Messi, who at 35 scored a 10th minute penalty in a dominant first half put on by Argentina, and then Saudi Arabia, you know, comes in and looks what happens when they need to make it happen, you know, before the game is wrapped up. And Messi was so shocked. He said there's no excuses for the loss. He said none. I mean, this is really the last hurrah, probably the last World Cup for him. And when he was asked how he felt after the game, and he said the truth, he said, how do you feel? He said, dead. It's a very hard blow because we didn't expect to start that way. We expected to get the 3 points that would have given us calmness. And then he said, things happen for a reason. We have to prepare for what is coming. We have to win. It depends on us. And saying, you know, we'll be more united than ever because now they have no room. We have no calm at what, you know, whatsoever. So, I mean, Saudi Arabia is a team with decent players and they can move the ball, but it's not at all what was expected. So, good, you know, good on them for being able to do that. Taking a situation where they're the complete underdog and flipping it around. That whole World Cup thing has really been kind of interesting. I wonder what the viewership is for the U.S. and how many people are watching the U.S. men. They'll play, after their 1-1 draw with Wales, they'll play on Friday versus the Brits, so U.S. versus England. I think you'd have some people watching that, and also because some people would be off and they'll be watching football games and they'll mix that into, I mean, right in there into the middle of it, that would make complete sense to me. I'll tell you what, I look at Twitter, and I just really think we're seeing the tail end, perhaps, of Twitter. Because you have more than a third of Twitter's top 100 clients that haven't been on the platform in the last couple of weeks. I mean, they're just dropping. Can Elon Musk even afford to lose any more advertisers? After slashing half of the workforce, then more people deciding to bail on their own when he had crazy demands about a work contract that he wanted them to agree to. You know, now you've got, there were big companies like pharmaceutical company Merck and Kellogg, Verizon, Sam Adams, all of them advertising. They haven't advertised in the last couple of weeks. So how many millions of dollars are they losing, especially in these very, very busy weeks? And Twitter is reliant on advertising. 90% of the company's $5 billion in revenue came from advertising. The rest came from some other services. So gutting Twitter is gutting the whole brand. I mean, just what he did is just crushing it. So listen, it's a platform where it's the town square and people, politicians and everyday people in any kind of industry you can think of, a lot of what I'll call like news flashes almost break there. But it's not looking good to me. That's the answer. I mean, there's a dramatic fall off in advertising, and Twitter used to be a critical part of an ad buy, especially for some of those big brands. But now the influence is tanking. So it says to me, if it's not making any money, if it gets to the point where it's completely cut off, I just don't see how it survives, because they've had a complete meltdown. The Musk meltdown has really, really tanked what was an incredibly successful and lucrative, especially in the beginning, business. But of all the social media platforms, but it's no longer in that category, not in that category. Some other things that are happening in this holiday shortened week for so many people, if you're paying attention to this and you are somebody who has a student loan, depending on, you know, where that student loan is, it is frozen meaning there's a pause. You don't have to pay it until June because of paying off the student loans if you qualify. It's just putting the freeze on it. So that means, because it'll have to go through those court challenges, probably the Supreme Court, it means that anybody in the situation where they would qualify, they don't have to pay at least until June, depending on what maybe the Supreme Court, who would get it, what they say that will change everything, whether or not your student loan is paid off or partly paid or whatnot remains to be seen. How about Berlin? Just to give you an idea of the energy crisis that they're having in Europe, Berlin's most popular shopping street switched on their Christmas lights on Tuesday amid this energy crisis in Europe, which they're talking about. They turned it on, but they're talking about they might have to conserve it because there's a lot of countries that are trying to conserve energy, and they're saying they won't be able to keep the Christmas lights on like they normally would because how much energy are they using? You know, you've got this winter months are right here, and that would take up a lot of energy. So some of those displays that are normally there probably won't be. An earthquake, too. Really sad to hear this story. A powerful earthquake killed at least 160 people and injured hundreds on one of the main islands on Monday in Indonesia. It was pretty bad. I was looking at some of the photographs that were taken afterwards, and it more than shook up the people in that area. I mean, injuring hundreds. You know, that's one of those things where it comes in, and where are you at that time, and how much of in the middle of this are you? And you could see that there were areas that were just completely flattened, you know, houses that just look like there's no way anyone's surviving that. And then there were areas where some people managed to get to a place where they were okay, or they just had some scrapes and that kind of thing. 5.6 buildings went down, damaged roads, cut off power, of course. People, you know, grabbing what they could, fleeing into the streets and getting away from the debris, getting out of the debris. Yeah, it's very, very sad, sad scene. Lots of ambulances coming in trying to help the people that were trapped under some of that debris. Hospitals had to be overwhelmed, and the death toll will probably rise there as well. Jim Meskimen next.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Biden has announced that he's changed his mind again when it comes to student loan repayment. Despite the president having said the 2022 end-of-year pushback would be the last, now the White House says the bump will go no later than June 20th, 2023, and payments will resume 60 days after that pause ends. a man in a Miami-Dade County courtroom waiting to hear the verdict on the armed robbery charges he was found guilty of after being in custody for 3 years, attempted to cause himself serious harm. His family said he drank a cup of bleach, but don't know how he got it. The man had to be removed from that courtroom on a stretcher, but he's expected to be okay. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Heard him. I know you've seen him. Think of KFC, Colonel Sanders. Think of George Washington crossing the Delaware. Since I grew up in that area, one of my favorites, the Geico commercial. But way more than that, he's been in so many films. He's done so many voices. Jim Meskimen is joining us in just a minute, and he's going to portray Phil Donahue in a new film called Welcome to Chippendales, and it's got an interesting cast, too. A lot of names that you would recognize. And plus, we want to talk to him about TikTok. 5 million viewers in 5 days. Wow. Jim, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. Great to talk to you.
So let's talk about voices and how you knew you had this gift. How'd you hone that skill?
Well, you know, I was a little kid that I grew up in an acting household, so it was fun to do, and considered fun and acceptable and tolerable to do accents and funny voices and impressions, which I don't think is true in every household, but in our household it was fine to do it. You know, it was understood. And my sister and I used to play around. My mom is an actress, so she would do. She's very good at accents and characters and stuff. So we would, it was just something that I learned early on was an avenue of play. And just like other things you do when you're a little kid, you just do it because it's fun. And then, I don't know, you start to put in a lot of hours on it. And when I was in my 20s, I realized that I had a little bit of a leg up on other performers in that area. So I pursued a career in voiceover. And eventually that grew into an acting career, and you know, here I am today, many, many years later, still doing the same stuff.
That's
but
great.
I've advanced not even a yard on the field, but it is fun.
So, and of course, your mom is Marion Ross, Happy Days fame, and lots of films that she's been in. And you're right. Now, as soon as you said that, it triggered in me. Yes, she's done tons of accents. Do you remember the first character, the first person you really nailed that you felt like, oh, I really have this?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I played around with it a lot, but I remember distinctly that, when All in the Family was on, and before my voice had changed, I could do a pretty good Edith Bunker. And I thought, you know, that sounds pretty good. So I began to develop confidence that way. And boy, geez, when I grew up in the late 60s, early 70s, it was a kind of a golden age of impressionists. We had Rich Little on TV all the time and others. The political voices of the day were always being mimicked by different comedians. And so I never had an idea even in my youth that it would be the sort of thing I would do for a living. But I did appreciate it a lot just as an art form. And I think I still understand the magical effect that it has on people when you suddenly change into another person very dramatically. And you bring that person, like Patrick Stewart, into the room. And whereas he was not there before, he most certainly is now. You know, and that's just a sort of a tool that audiences are very delighted by.
Oh, one of my favorites. I have to ask you about this Gaslit. I loved that series. It was wonderful. And you played Senator Gurney. What was that experience like for you?
I had a great time. I was sort of amazed that I got the role. It was a very big, prestigious, limited series on Stars with a couple of Oscar winners at the helm. So Julia Roberts, Sean Penn, I got to work with both of them. And, gosh, it was very exciting. The director, Matt Ross, was excellent, director. He's an actor himself, so he knows how to speak to actors in a way that's, you know, doesn't waste anybody's time. And, Sean Penn was under so much prosthetic makeup that I found, which was very artful and beautiful. And if you've seen his look, it's just extraordinary. I found that the lucky thing about that for me was that I was not at all starstruck because Sean Penn was not in the building as far as I was concerned.
Wow, what high praise that is, because he transformed himself completely.
He did, and the great makeup designer, one of the best on the planet today, Kazuhiro, designed that makeup, and I met Kazu back in when we were like 1999 working on The Grinch, as he was helping out Rick Baker at that point. So it was a nice reunion to see Kazuhiro.
Tell us about the listeners about TikTok and the 5 million views and doing that and looping that all together.
Well, I'm always looking for new ways to reach people with my content, with my impressions, and just any creative idea I have. I'm one of these people that, despite my advanced years, has really embraced social media, particularly YouTube and now TikTok, because I love to create all the time. It's what I love to do. I have, as you can see, I'm in a booth. I do a lot of sound recordings. I have a little area in the back where I do video recordings. And so TikTok, which I just was scratching my head over for the longest time, I just decided to really kind of hunker down and see what could be done. And I was admiring a lot of the work that was done on TikTok, and it frankly makes me laugh a lot. And it's just full of interesting distractions, which, of course, have their upside and downside. But I started to really just sort of look at what other people who do impressions were doing and taking a stab at it myself. And, it was very exciting a couple of weeks ago. I had a video that took off pretty good. And it's now at 7.5 million views, that one that we launched less than a month ago. And I picked up a lot of followers, which is nice, you know, and flattering. And hopefully they'll continue to be interested in what nonsense I put out. And then just yesterday we had another one that went viral. It's at 2 million views. So we have high hopes for that. I think now people are digesting their entertainment and getting it in all sources. We definitely need a little lift every now and then. You know, life is very serious and grim sometimes. And the upside of these platforms like TikTok and Instagram and YouTube is that we can share ideas and aesthetic concepts and fun and humor very swiftly. Yeah. And you know, hopefully help each other over the bumps and sharp stones and edges of life.
And from the acting, voiceover, impressionist point of view, and like you say, you're a content curator, besides all the followers you're getting and more people knowing maybe who you are, that has to help too in the business, because that's putting you out there and other people maybe discovering you and thinking, oh, Jim, that's right, he'd be perfect for this role.
Yeah, it's possible. I'm planning on that being correct. I would like that to be the case. So we'll see. Yeah, I mean, I've had the experience where, you know, I go in for, like, say, a commercial audition or something, and I do the audition, and the director says, hey, I love all your stuff on Instagram. And I'm like, oh, that's very booing. And then, of course, when you don't get the job, you're wondering, well, I guess somebody came along that had even more amazing content and more followers, whatever. You know, in the arts and the producers, you know, the business people, the suits, I think they're always looking for metrics that will support their, you know, their opinion of why someone would be better than another person. So I don't think it hurts to have a little bit of popularity on a platform.
Yeah. How about what's coming up, Phil Donahue? Tell us about that project.
Yeah, so that's a limited series. This is, this is my Phil Donahue voice, for better or for worse. This is what I came up with, to kind of evoke this, very, very revered and, respected, I don't know what you call him now. He's not an anchor man. He's a guy that would walk up and down and talk to people, just ordinary people and unusual people, like the Chippendales dancers.
So this series, which you mentioned, has a lot of a really terrific cast, including my friend Juliette Lewis, is the story of the Chippendales dancers, which you'd think would be kind of frothy and, I don't know, is silly and lighthearted, and but it's not. It's pretty dark. So I've not seen the whole thing, so I can't speak to it too much. But when they are introduced to America, it is via the old Phil Donahue show, and they needed somebody to portray Phil Donahue, and I auditioned and got the role, and it was super fun to do. I had a great time, and I've never seen so many Chippendales dancers dancing so long. I spent a whole day watching Chippendales dancers going at it, and also it was in a big room full of, a big set full of women dressed like it was 1989. And it was gorgeous to see because, you know, I remember that period. And the styles, I mean, the makeup department, the wardrobe department, the hair department, they really went to it. You know, they went above and beyond and created a room full of screaming, you know, clutching, pawing women that looked just like 1989. It was gorgeous.
Oh, I love that. You put that image into my head now. Thank you very much. So you have fun, obviously, all day long at what you do, and you set that up when you talked about being a kid. What else do you do for fun? I mean, how do you get away from, okay, I'm not doing any content today. I'm just going to walk on the beach. I'm going to take a breath.
I've been working on getting just more physically fit, and I've been enjoying it really a lot. So I do that, and I'm a visual artist also, not to sound like a complete pain in the butt, but I have been a cartoonist and an illustrator and a painter all my life. And that was my first profession and the road I really thought I was going to go down until I, you know, caught the acting bug for real.
Thank you so much, Jim Meskman. We wish you the best in all your endeavors, and thanks for spending some time with us.
My great pleasure. Thank you very much, Kate. We'll see you around.
See you.
Hey
guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I can't tell you how thrilled I am to welcome to the show Cindy Myers Carlton. She's written a book called The Starfish Theory, The Power of Music. We had a wonderful off-air conversation. I think I could have talked to her for hours, but here we have a great segment for you, and we want to be able to share some stories. So, Cindy, thanks for coming on, and what was it that made you write this book?
I had wanted to be a music therapist my whole life since I found out about it when I was 18. I went into music education, but I always used my music to help the students I taught. I became a single mom in 1989, and I had a chance to become a music therapist, so I auditioned and I made it. And I went to school and I pursued my dream, and I took every opportunity I could to learn everything that would enable me to use the power of music to change a life, including my own children. And I just worked really hard, and I graduated with music ed and with music therapy.
And so then you start to teach music, and you start to share that with so many kids. Tell us some of the stories of the kids, because you've been so generous. I know that you'll find someone, they have talent, and they don't have the money for the instrument, and you've gifted that to them.
Right. I started a program in Salt Lake called Music for Literacy. And kids who were struggling in school with being bullied or learning challenges. I even worked with a young man who had problems being arrested. He was always getting in trouble. But I would tell them, be in band or orchestra, and by the end of the year, if you've improved, I will buy you your own horn, and I will give you free private lessons. And so I think I probably put about 60 kids through that program.
Wow.
Over a period of about 5 years. And I still hear from some of them. One kid is a drummer in a rock band, and his mom writes to me and sends me videos all the time of all the changes that have happened in his life because he learned how to play the drums and he had anxiety disorder, and it changed his whole life.
And so you know the power of music, and that's the beauty of it, and that's what the story is about. Tell us about the stories in the book and how you compiled it.
All right. Well, the way it relates to the starfish is that the story goes that the one man says to the other man, you can't possibly make a difference. There's too many. He says, it will make a difference to the ones I throw back. Sorry. And that's my whole premise. Every person that I work with, child, adult, baby, I promise music will make a difference in their lives, and I will figure out how. Sometimes it takes creativity, but I've got all the creativity I need, and I will figure out a way to use music to change them.
So writing this book, what has that meant for you to actually see it, to have the stories out there and to be able to share that with the world?
It's been a dream come true. When Covenant Books said, okay, send us the manuscript, I sent it to them. They said, all right, we're not even going to put you through the process. We're going straight to the executive board because we've never seen a book like this. And within 3 days, it was unanimous, and they published it like that. And it's been so cool because I have my students will come to my classes. Miss Carlton, I bought your book. Will you sign it? And even this week, teachers, parents, I bought your book. Will you sign it? And they're reading it, and they're finding out about me. They're finding out how much I love my students and that I would basically do anything for my students. And I had a book signing a couple of weeks ago. When I walked into Barnes & Noble, there was like five of my kids and their families there, and they're hugging me, Miss Carlton, Miss Carlton. I mean, how can you not be changed by that? How can you not be affected by that? You know that you've made a difference. And Absolutely. That's all that matters to me, is that I reach these children, adults, whoever I work with, and use that power I've been trained to have to reach their soul and say, okay, here's a gift. This is going to make a difference in your life.
So the name of the story again is, and Cindy just told you about it, The Starfish Theory, The Power of Music. Cindy Myers Carlson's book is in Barnes & Noble, Amazon, wherever great books are sold. And ultimately, when people buy this book, what do you hope they take away from reading it?
I tell them it's 21 short stories. Read one at a time, and you will walk away with a smile on your face, and your whole day will go great. And even my students, they'll come in, I read the story about the boy with the clarinet. Did you really do that, Miss Carlton? Did that really happen? And I tell them, yeah. It's just a testimony of, if you use your imagination and you use your training and you're passionate about what you do, you can help a person, a child, and nowadays especially, that is so important to reach these people and make a difference.
It is so important to reach these people. Tell us one, we don't want to tell all the stories, but tell us one of the stories right. from the book.
All right. Well, I thought of one today. I was working with a boy who was nonverbal, and they mainstreamed him into my general music class. And so I also worked with him in a private music therapy session. Well, we were doing the Addams Family for Halloween. And so we would do that da-da-da-da. And so the next morning I went in to visit his class, and the bus driver comes in and says, "Who taught this kid the Addams Family?" And all of us looked at him, and I said, "I did." He said, "He sang it all the way home and all the way back to school." This was a totally nonverbal student.
Wow.
And everybody was just, "Oh, my gosh." You know, his first words were the Addams Family tune. And from there, I was able to work with him through a special music therapy technique called melodic intonation therapy. And we got him becoming verbal.
Wow.
So, yeah, he learned to talk enough to communicate. So that's one. Another one is about an older adult. I worked in several nursing homes, and I would see so many sad stories, and this lady wanted to go home, but she couldn't walk yet. And her doctor said, "When you can walk, you can go home." So I went over to her and I said, "Meet me at the nurse's station tomorrow morning." She goes, "Okay." Next morning, she brings her walker. I get on a stool with a big boom box. I put in a CD. She loves Chattanooga Choo Choo. So I'm rolling backwards down the hallway with this big boom box on my lap. And all of a sudden, she is just strutting her stuff down the hall all the way around and back to her room. We did that for 3 days, and she was able to go home. And
wow.
Just to see just that power, just that distraction, her favorite song just synchronized with her body, and man, she was just chugging it down that hall. It was the most amazing thing. It really was. And so, yeah.
The power of music.
Right. That's why I wanted to be a music therapist.
Yeah. And that's what your book is all about, that it's so inspiring, so uplifting, and there's so many other stories that you share in it. Again, The Starfish Theory, The Power of Music, Cindy Myers Carlton. What a delight to have you on. You are a gift to the world, and please go out and buy this book.
Thank you so much for having me.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.